This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush addressed the nation last night, aiming to revitalize support for the war in Iraq. He said the conflict there is worth the sacrifice, and he warned against leaving too soon. NPR's David Green traveled with the president to Fort Bragg in North Carolina, a sprawling army base that has felt the burden of the Iraq campaign.
There was a light rain falling as the president climbed down the stairs of Air Force One carrying his own umbrella. His first stop at Fort Bragg was a chaplain's house, where he met behind closed doors with the families of soldiers who died fighting in Iraq or Afghanistan. Right at 8 o'clock, Mr. Bush came to a physical fitness center on the base and immediately walked to the lectern.
Thank you. Please be seated.
At most events, he's introduced by a lawmaker or governor. But for this televised address to the nation, he took the stage alone.
Good evening. I'm pleased to visit Fort Bragg, home of the Airborne and Special Operations Forces. It's an honor to speak before you tonight.
He was in the room with several hundred soldiers who remained almost eerily silent throughout the speech, interrupting with applause only once. Thousands of soldiers and National Guard members have shipped off from Fort Bragg to Iraq as well as to Afghanistan. 87 of them have died in combat. But the broader audience for the speech was a nation that's begun to doubt the war. Majorities in most polls now say it was a mistake. About half say they want a timetable for getting out. The president acknowledged these doubts.
Like most Americans, I see the images of violence and bloodshed. Every picture is horrifying, and the suffering is real. Amid all this violence, I know Americans ask the question, is the sacrifice worth it? It is worth it, and it is vital to the future security of our country. And tonight, I will explain the reasons why.
The reasons, Mr. Bush said, begin with the attacks of September 11, 2001, and the struggle with global terrorism. The White House has acknowledged that Iraq was not involved in the September 11th attacks, but Mr. Bush often commingled references to 9/11 with his arguments for an invasion of Iraq, and he returned to that theme last night.
Some wonder whether Iraq is a central front in the war on terror. Among the terrorists, there is no debate. Hear the words of Osama bin Laden. This Third World War is raging in Iraq. The whole world is watching this war. He says it will end in victory and glory, or misery and humiliation. The terrorists know that the outcome will leave them emboldened or defeated.
The president said he would not embolden the enemy in Iraq by setting any timetable for withdrawing U.S. troops.
Setting an artificial timetable would send the wrong message to the Iraqis, who need to know that America will not leave before the job is done. It would send the wrong signal to our troops, who need to know that we are serious about completing the mission they are risking their lives to achieve. And it would send the wrong message to the enemy, who would know that all they have to do is wait us out.
But he said he would continue to expand efforts to train Iraqi security forces and make them ready sooner to take over the fight.
As the Iraqis stand up, we will stand down.
Mr. Bush didn't hint at when that may happen, but he did say that any retreat in Iraq would increase the danger of Americans fighting the war on terror at home. Mr. Bush called on Americans to do their part. He said citizens should fly their American flags on Monday to mark the 4th of July, not just to show their patriotism as customary, but to show their support for U.S. troops in Iraq. David Green, NPR News.
Democrats who heard the speech include Senator Richard Durbin of Illinois. He gave the president credit for describing grim realities, but also said the president distorted facts when he linked Iraq to the war on terror.
Iraq was not a haven for international terrorism before we invaded. In fact, there is no connection between 9/11 and those who perpetrated that terrible day and the people of Iraq and Saddam Hussein. The president, though, throughout his speech, kept restating this as if it were gospel truth. There's no link.
Senator Durbin's fellow Democrat Harry Reid said the president's Iraq policy is, quote, adrift, neither sustainable nor likely to lead to success. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay called the war a humanitarian miracle because he said millions of people have been liberated. Republican Senator John McCain praised the president's speech but added, now we have to show some progress on the ground. You can listen to President Bush's speech at NPR.org.